This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN Network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around what to say when you speak at a funeral. Now, wait a minute, you may be thinking, speak at a funeral? Me? I thought that was something reserved for religious professionals, priests, rabbis, clergymen. Okay, you're right in thinking that that has been the case. However, that's no longer the situation. It's quite common now for a work colleague, a friend, or even a family member to give a eulogy at the service for the deceased. It's a big challenge, yes, but I remember my wife meeting that challenge when her mother died at age 96. My wife, an only child, was able to go through that demanding experience and present a very effective eulogy. I've seen friends and work colleagues do that in other cases as well. It is a big challenge, though. This is a milestone occasion that will always be remembered by the family and by you. So you want to say the right thing now more than in any other situation. Here are some strategies that will help you succeed. Remember to begin with that this is not an essay. It is a heartfelt tribute. So you don't have to worry about exact wording or highly structured organization or being highly poetic or including dramatic quotations. Instead, this is something that's really a statement of honor that's coming from you personally and individually. It's best to open your comments with two statements of gratitude. The first about having been associated with the deceased for possibly even a period of many years. Secondly, express gratitude for the privilege of being able to speak on behalf of the deceased and the family. This is a grand privilege. Let them know that you feel it that way. Don't worry about showing your emotion. This is a highly emotional occasion, and it's very natural for you to be deeply involved. What about if you shed a tear or two or more? All right, you are just shedding tears along with others who are there. And they will be absolutely comfortable with knowing that you have deep feelings as they do. At the same time, on the opposite end of the spectrum, appropriate humor is all right. It's permissible, including humorous quips or anecdotes two or three times during a brief eulogy. That can be helpful. There's so much gravity on this day, you need some levity as well. As an illustration, when my college roommate Fred died several years ago, Fred was known for his frugality, for going around cutting out lights in every room to try to save electricity. So it was natural and it was well received when one of the people making comments at the service looked at the very, very brightly illuminated worship center that they were in and said, if Fred could speak to us right now, he would be asking, why are all these lights on? They're costing a lot of money. Now, another word of caution, avoid picturing the person as a saint, a flawless person. It's quite natural that we want to say good, complimentary things. We do that when people die. However, there are no perfect people around. We all know that. Even family members know that. So exaggerating too far with our praise could weaken our speech. Along that line, steer away from judgmental remarks about this person's afterlife. It's not for us to judge whether this person is now going or has gone to an eternal reward, or whether their lifestyle has steered them in the other direction. This is not for us to say. What will make your eulogy most useful and helpful? Relating stories and incidents about the deceased that may be known only to you. They will give a fresh view of this person. Let's say that you went on a 2 or 3 day hunting or fishing or golfing trip with the deceased person sometime a few months ago. Definitely, there were some things that happened on the trip that you could share that nobody else would be privileged to, nothing embarrassing, but maybe even something lighthearted and something that reflects the character of the person as we know that person. What about using notes during your eulogy? Use them very, very sparingly. Keep in mind, this isn't a recitation, it's an informal conversation. As for the length of your eulogy, keep it short. It's quite likely you're not the only person who's making comments. The family and the friends and other colleagues do not want to sit through an extended service. Keep yours short. 5 to 10 minutes would be ideal. What's the best way to conclude? I recommend concluding with something like this. One special thing I'll always remember about Susan and cherish is... And then complete that sentence. A statement like this will tie everything you've said together in a memorable way. One final suggestion. At the end of the ceremony, it would be a good idea to have a written copy of your eulogy available in case a family member requests it. Now, I go back again to say that this is not what you want with you when you're standing to speak, because if you have a fully written copy, probably you're going to sound like a reciter or someone who's memorized something. It's much better for you just to have one sheet of paper with some key words about your major points. No, this is not what you would have with you when you speak. Having a written copy for the family, though, could be one of the finest gifts that you give to them, something that they will treasure permanently. Follow these guidelines about what to say when you speak at a funeral, and your tribute to a family member, friend, or loved one will help everyone who attends a service, including you. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the EPN Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.